Well, I wish I could do the jingle, but I can't really sing the jingle. So this is weird. JJ can probably hear me, but I'm not sure if he can hear me over the radio. It's just JJ and I in the studio right now, and it's a little weird. But we have breaking news to cover, so I figured I better get this show going because Lindy Ruff is back in Buffalo. So welcome to 5 for Fighting Irish. Right now it's not 5 for Fighting Irish because, well, there's usually 6 of us here anyways, but right now it's just 2 for Fighting Irish, so maybe it's just a minor penalty here today. But waiting on Andrew and Tyler and Jacob and Jimmy, JJ and I are here. JJ's just chilling out in the bag. And I'm sitting in Andrew's seat, and that's super, super strange. But lots to talk about today, particularly the NHL playoffs. We'll talk about that. A lot of exciting stuff there. Unfortunately, neither JJ or I's teams are in it, but that hasn't stopped me from watching and enjoying, particularly when the Winnipeg Jets score a touchdown. That's always exciting. And I'll be looking forward to the Edmonton Oilers kicking off them tonight. I'm pretty much a bandwagon fan for any of the Western Canadian teams. So we also have on the docket today a recap of Jairns' birthday celebration at the Backer last night. JJ and I were on scene reporting, and needless to say, it was worth reporting on. So much coming up here on 5 for Fighting Irish, but right now, we'll just leave you in suspense. Trying to think of something that I can get really angry about that I can talk about for about 10 minutes by myself to keep you all occupied on this show. It is Chipotle, buy one, get one free if you wear an NHL jersey day. That's pretty exciting. I did bring one into the studio, not only my own Canadiens jersey, but I also brought one for Jairns that I thought would match his hair very well with the Islanders orange. I found this jersey in the Fisher laundry room, fun fact. It was sitting on the floor, and I said, hey, that looks like a three-figure jersey. It's super cheap, but it's Fanatics, so it's definitely over $100. Now, there's something I could talk about for about 20 minutes on my own. Fanatics sucks. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. Anyway, brought this jersey, so going to get some free Chipotle today. You all should, too. Go take advantage of it. You definitely have a hockey jersey there somewhere. If worse comes to worse, just get a t-shirt and write hockey jersey on it. They'll definitely give you something. But yeah, let's take a look at the let's take a look at this Lindy Ruff news. Would you call it rough? You could call it a rough hire. I don't think it is really. One of the most interesting things about it really is that the Sabres kind of wanted this. And they had gone out to the media in their exit interviews and basically said, you know, we needed tougher love, which it's got to be tough to hear when if you're Don Granato and you've just been fired and the players in their exit interviews essentially go out to the media and be like, yeah, it was our coach. Our coach wasn't coaching us hard enough, and that's why we failed. You know, that's tough to hear if you're sitting at home on your couch, you're just out of a job. But that was the line, the consistent line of thought coming out of the Sabres locker room, and they brought back the old face, Lindy Ruff. JJ, you weren't too pleased with this hire, being a New Jersey Devils fan. He's chanting fire Lindy in the other room as I try to figure out how to get his mic to work in here. I'm a newbie. Like I said, sitting in Andrew's seat. Something weird. Maybe that'll do it. Neither of us are good tech guys. Anyway, yeah. So, Lindy Ruff out. He's back in a job. If he kept his apartment in Buffalo, he probably is just moving right back. He's the winningest coach in Sabres history. He set franchise records in regular season games coached. Over 1,000 games coached with 571 wins. I wonder what number of NHL team this is for him. Coached the Sabres for 15 years. 15 years. That's a long time for an NHL head coach. They barely last three to five now. Coached them for 15 seasons between 1997 and 2013. That included, of course, the run to the Stanley Cup final against Dallas. Fifth all-time and second among active coaches with 864 career regular season wins. So you asking me whether I think this is a good hire? I mean, it's what the players wanted, right? And I have been really very much in support of what Kevin Adams has done. I was initially very skeptical of Kevin Adams as a hire with the Sabres, but I've been impressed. He's really been the general manager that's been able to put the Sabres back on the road to mediocrity is not the right word. Competency. You know, they are no longer necessarily a laughingstock. I think people look at that team and look at the potential they have and be and think that they can be something. But Lindy Ruff, it's going to be his job to get him there after Don Granato failed to do so. So, interesting bit of breaking news. Not a lot of time we get breaking news in the NHL during the playoffs. A lot of teams go on record saying we're not working on any contracts during the playoffs, which I think makes a lot of sense. I think the Canucks went on record saying that they're not working on any extensions during the playoffs, which makes a lot of sense. Speaking of the Canucks, what a game they played last night, beating the Nashville Predators in game one, 4-2, coming back in the third. They trailed 2-1, scored two quick goals to go up 3-2. Dakota Joshua scored the what would end up being the game winner if you had him on your scoring a big goal in the playoffs card. Well, good for you. He had a huge game-winning goal for the Canucks. Home team 6-0 to start the playoffs. As, oh, look who's locking in. You see down below, it's Gyrens and McGinnis and Root. So the show is actually about to begin. You don't have to listen to my voice babble on about Western Canadian hockey for any longer than you have to. But I was about to just start searching YouTube.
It's the song Florida, but with Mantua.
I was about to start searching YouTube for just like fun videos to play because I didn't know what else to talk about. Hey, Jimmy. Finally, some bullpen relief here. So McGinnis is not going to be able to get into the studio. How many tries will it take McGinnis to get into the studio? That's the game we're playing right now. Two tries? Get in here. Get in here. Get in here.
Get out of my seat.
Yes, we are.
They tried to silence me. And by that, I mean, why does it sound, well, why does it sound weird in the headset? But no, the real reason is just Jake. And Tyler and I had a conflict, and now Tyler's going to get his car washed by the hockey team, so he is not here.
He's doing something hockey, though.
Yeah, it counts, it counts. I don't know why this sounds weird. I guess we're on air. It doesn't feel like we're on air, honestly. Maybe being on air is just a state of mind.
We're on air, don't worry.
It really is. I was sitting there and just talking for about the first 5 minutes. I was just so enthusiastic about the Lindy Ruff hire that
wait,
I had to
what,
like,
wait,
I'm going
who hired up. Him?
Buffalo.
Who do you think hired him?
They brought him back.
Whoa.
Lindy's back.
Imagine telling a Sabres fan 15 years ago, it's like, hey, your head coach in 2024 is Lindy Ruff. They're like, whoa, we must have done so well.
Between 1997 and 2024.
Or even just 11 and 24. Jeez.
Tough.
I thought you all might admire. I brought the Islanders jersey here for Gyrens. I thought it would go well with his hair.
Oh, that's what.
Yeah,
that's why
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Sadly, I've got to run back to Siggy to do some stuff.
I thought it would go well with the hair. I dug this out of the Fisher laundry room.
You could have just asked me to bring my hockey jersey. My
that
hockey
also
jersey.
Would have gone well with Gyrens' hair.
Yeah, it's true. Less orange there, though.
That's very true.
All right. So, I mean, honestly, I guess it's kind of a good thing. Well, not a good thing that Tyler isn't here, but, I mean, the first thing on our show agenda today is something that's not relevant to Tyler because he was not at the event of the century last night.
Jake did you Lyons. Make it down?
I did make it down.
You did.
Yeah,
let's go.
I heard
could
you.
Could we have wrote a better script for that that night?
No,
the plot
no. Wait, there's no
Jake
better.
Irons. Becker comes
there's
in,
no
bases loaded,
script.
High leverage, in the middle of an at-bat, comes in mid-at-bat, gets out of the situation,
it's
then
like
blows
the
save, the
show
then Notre Dame
to
rallies back.
Until I've thrown two balls.
Yeah. I think in the grand scheme of athletic days I've covered, I think
yesterday may have been the greatest day in my sports coverage history. I call a no-hitter with Andrew McGinnis.
Bang!
Versus not just any ACC opponent, but the Holy War opponent in Boston College.
Backup college.
El Catholico.
El Catholico. And then I follow that up with a high-leverage save for one of my favorite people on this campus.
It wasn't a save. It was a win. It was a win.
Bats choke.
And then we move to us walking it off and then having a glorious time across Twickenham.
Across Twickenham.
The Battle of Twickenham.
What an illusion there.
The Battle of Twickenham.
If anyone read the Weekly Wire today, they also, some people got the subcontext of a busy weekend was something else on that email chain this morning.
There was a heck of a turnout.
There was.
Here's a fun activity. What would be the best lineup we could construct of players not at the backer for Notre Dame softball?
Not a good lineup, I can tell you that. Because
we had the all-star team.
We did. And I got to thank everybody here. Everybody was in attendance. I thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Sunday night. I greatly appreciate it.
You say that like there's somewhere else in the world we rather would have done.
Amen. Oh,
thank you. That's very kind of you. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of memories that will go down as Jiren's college memories. I'll have the videos to show our kids, Murph.
Oh, my children are not seeing that video, Jacob.
Let's hope
you
not.
Might not be having children because of that video.
Oh, man.
And in that video, Jiren's is the Flyers and Red Wings, and Murph is a playoff spot.
Oh, wow. Way to get it back to hockey, Mr. McGinnis.
Nice transition.
That's what I do. Unfortunately, though, hockey is canceled, folks. I don't know if you remember, but a week ago I had so much hope. So much hope.
So much hope that all went bye-bye.
Hockey is canceled, but hockey is also awesome.
Yeah, that's true,
especially
too.
For the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Yes, I am going to rub it in.
That wasn't even the most painful playoff loss of the night.
Yes, I am. I know.
Bruh. At least Joel Embiid's knee
didn't
implode.
Clap your hands, everybody. That's my Omni fantasy team, so tough.
Dylan, did you see how Embiid hurt his knee or got injured? He did on a self alley-oop off the backboard dunk.
Unfortunately, he would return to the game.
Yeah, the half second between him doing that and him being injured was the best half second I've had in a long time.
I had some thoughts after he went down.
You guys won.
I can't repeat on air.
You guys won.
That once the series is over, I'll consider it won.
You won the first game. That's important. Doesn't mean that you're going to win the series, but it's important.
If we don't win the series, I could give less of a rat's you-know-what about the first game.
I mean, as I texted my friends,
they do go
as
hand
I texted
hand.
Two of my friends, one is a Bruins fan, one's a Maple Leafs fan, both Siggy guys. I'm like, surely each team's game one from last year's playoffs was a perfect indicator of how the rest of their series played out, right?
Did you see, I was surfing Twitter and someone brought up that, when was the last time the Leafs beat the Bruins in the playoffs? 1952?
59.
So the game
what
one.
What the heck is Tyler doing?
Game one
he's
of
getting his car washed by the hockey team. We already addressed this.
What?
We
are an unserious institution.
Tell future first line center Cole Knubel. I say hi.
We are an unserious institution.
Correct, and that's what makes it so great. Exclusive.
Can we get him?
Irish Insider Car Wash Edition.
Can we get him to call in?
Actually, we should definitely get a news
any
story
of the
on
players
this.
On the phone while washing his car, please.
I'm texting that.
That would be terrific. If I could get Grant Silanoff on the phone while he washes Tyler's car.
This is where we're going to do the Jeff Jackson interview. Actually,
we can do it if he wants to call in to the phone line. 574-631-6888.
Hit it.
He's more than
who's
welcome.
Who's the news editor now for the Observer? I can't even remember.
I don't know. You work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm talking to the guy who writes there currently. Well, I guess I still do.
I do not know. If I had my copy with me, actually, nope, I left it in my room.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, useless, Ryan.
Yeah, like this friggin' Canadians who can't hold 2-1 goal leads in the final 2 minutes of regulation.
You know,
if I had a nickel for every time the Canadians blew a one goal lead.
The first time you didn't get the puck high enough.
And the second time you put too much on the puck. I'm happy you did it. I was very pleased the Canadians couldn't keep a lead in that game.
I told Jimmy and Joe Tunney both individually this week that none of us got what we wanted. You didn't make the playoffs and you wanted to. You didn't make the playoffs, pointing at Jimmy here.
But at least...
And I wanted to win a game, and we didn't even win a game. So we all lost.
But at least the Penguins lost, too.
That's very true.
We avoided the worst-case scenario.
That's very true. But anyway, like I was saying, the Leafs... So the game one of the 1959 series between the Bruins and the Leafs was a 5-1 final for the Bruins, and the Leafs won the series. And these Leafs fans were all over Twitter like, "Don't worry, guys. This is what happened the last time we beat them.
Can I point out something funny right now in sports? So Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, obviously two of the best players in baseball, they both were linked in the same free agency class of the 2018-19 offseason where they both signed $300 million plus contracts, or plus for Harper, of at least 10 years, and now they are both on the paternity leave at the same time. I feel like that's interesting.
Nice connection.
Well, it's not
quite
like Trey Turner, who had a baby 9 months after signing his 11-year deal last offseason. But it's nice. Like, I like how that aligns.
Andrew, you're really good at picking up on patterns.
I so am. You know me, big math guy over here. But yeah, Denver, national champion. As we actually start to like maybe kind of focus on this show, we'll see. That happened over the last week, right? That wasn't
noted
2 weeks ago,
Omni
right?
Fantasy pick of mine.
Was
Denver.
It 2 weeks ago? I honestly forget.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Omni Fantasy selection of mine, Denver, making me look like a puck knower.
Yeah, Denver was great. I mean, they were the only team that was really able to shut Boston College down through the neutral zone.
Oh, duh.
Limit their speed.
How can I forget?
We certainly didn't.
News editor is. Or no, Liam Kelly's not the Sixers fan. Dang it, that's Liam Price, he's viewpoint editor. Never mind. I still texted Tyler about that. Okay, do we just do puck?
Tyler, if you're listening, it's really weird. I'm sitting in your chair right now, and you have a great view over here.
Do we just do puck?
Time out. You know, that's how Mike and the Mad Dog ultimately had their riff in their spiff.
When they switched chairs. Wow.
I'm just saying.
I'm sitting in Tyler's chair, not because I want Tyler's chair, but because I figured I should make eye contact with the other room if I can possibly make eye contact with the other room.
I do appreciate that. I appreciate
that. Do we just want to move on to Pucktoku right now?
But I don't want to go Mike and the Mad Dog on Tyler.
Yeah, let's go to Pucktoku. All right. I already pulled it off the board. We're doing it. Oh, and it's a banger today. Giants?
Hold on.
You got to be ready for this, man.
It's time for Pucktoku.
There it is. All right,
play the jingle.
Play the line.
We got a great grid for you guys today. We've got on the horizontal row Jets, Sharks, and Blues, and on the vertical row Bruins, Predators, and any player who played in the 2010s. So from the 10-11 season to the 19-20 season for their respective teams. Show me Alexander Burmistrov.
We got it. Come
1%.
On down.
Oh, wait. Did Jonah Gadjevich? He might not have. No, I almost blew it. Good. Thankfully, it tells you the years.
Give me Nick Antropov.
Come on down.
Show me Alexander True. Bang. Point one.
Come on down.
Show me. Oh, I need to think of a random Blues player now. Come on. There's got to be someone. Pitsy didn't play for them at that point, which is unfortunate. Blues, Predators.
Who else was involved in the Joe Thornton trade?
I can't tell you that. That would be cheating. But I always...
Why not?
I always remember one guy on this, and he always gets like 4%. That's exactly what he got today. Do you want me to tell you?
Is it... Hold on. Last name starts with a B?
I only know one of the players of the three.
Okay. Tell me.
I know Brad Stewart.
Hmm.
I also know Blues, Predators, Barrett Jackman, 3%.
I always thought that name funny.
Predator Sharks. Was Dubnyk a Predator? I feel like he was.
He was a Wild?
Well, he was definitely in the Wild. He was definitely a Shark. I know that for a fact. He's been such around, indeed. Blues, Bruins, there are a couple of guys you could go with. You could go with Krug. You could go with Backus. You could go with Shattenkirk.
I'm going with Krug.
I think I
31%.
I might go Shattenkirk. I feel like he's going to be the lowest. You also, ooh, how about Yarrow Halak? You can do him as well.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Halak or Shattenkirk? What do we think?
I'm feeling Halak.
Halak?
Actually, no.
Shattenkirk?
Shattenkirk.
4%.
Yeah.
I feel like that's honestly probably better. Because Halak is, everyone remembers that he was just all over the place.
Yeah.
Jets, Bruins. Go Derek Forbort here.
Yes.
I
thought he was terrible in Winnipeg. That got 6%.
Okay. That's about what I would have expected. Jets, Predators is going to be the tough one. Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is going to be tough. Cody Franzen and Cody Hodgson were never Jets, I'm pretty sure.
See, I can't remember random players as well. I can remember players who did specific. Like, I remember Antropov because he scored the first goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in Winnipeg. I can't remember.
Well, I remember the first playoff goal for the Jets when they came back with Lee Stempniak in 2015, but I don't think he was ever a Predator. I don't think Mike Santorelli was ever a Jet or a Shark. I need to think of a better. I need to think of a better 2010s blue. I this should not be that hard. I don't know why I'm making it so hard. Do I go? Do I? I don't think I should go with Moose Brian Elliott. I feel like he'd score high, but I do love my. Oh, I gotta. Oh wait. Ooh. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think Carlo Koliakova was still a blue. I forget if he got traded from the Leafs to the. I think he was. I'm gonna put Carlo Koliakova. Come on. Yeah, 1%. Let's go.
For what did you get him?
Blues 2010s.
Wow.
Also a Flyer, 14-15 season. But yeah, we still got a couple of spots open here. The thing about Winnipeg that annoys me is they haven't that many goalies. Like, they went from Pavlik for a long time, basically right to Hellebuck. Very brief Steve Mason tenure. Laurent Brossoit was there, and is there still. He's had two stints. I don't even remember who they had as their backup. Eric Comrie, I guess, was there too. I've got one for Predator Sharks. I know he's going to score really high. Joel Ward. Great playoff performer.
I'm looking at the Doku Jr. while you do that, because it's Habs.
Oh,
Habs,
yeah,
there.
I saw that. So three plus. So there's there's a Doku Jr. today. So we've got Leafs and Habs on the vertical side. And the horizontal side, it's three plus teams played in a career, which is pretty easy. But then there's three plus teams played in one season. And that's not.
No.
That's not.
That's really hard. I put Andrew Hammond for my three plus teams played in career Canadians.
That's a good one.
8.1%.
Yeah, I as I would expect. Oh, man, I'm so annoyed by this because Mark Streit was on three teams in the same season, but he didn't ever play a game for the Lightning. They just immediately flipped into Pittsburgh. Same with, I know he wouldn't apply for either of these teams, but Derek Brassard had the same thing happen to him, I believe. Or maybe not, actually.
Anyway, not to distract you from the Doku proper, I just...
How about we go with how about for Canadians three plus teams played in career? Let's go with current Flyer Ryan Poehling, 0.2%. And for Leafs three plus teams played in career. Let's go with. So I know for a fact Cal Pickard has played for three teams in his career. There's a chance he got to three, although I know it definitely would not have been in the season where he played for Toronto. Because it would have been probably like 18-19, which he started in Philly. So I'm going to put Pickard down for just three teams played career for the Leafs, and he's 0.1% there. Now we dig. This is so hard.
It is really hard. I'm not going to get it. I just was playing around.
No, Gurianov would not work, I don't think. I'm pretty sure. Simmer does not work either. He played in four teams in 2 years, but not
the Dodonov doesn't count.
No, it does not, because that trade never went through. But he wouldn't have been three in the same
season.
Oh,
I gotta give up my seat. Coming in from the bullpen.
How did he get here so fast?
I don't know. I thought I locked the door.
With pizza,
I have the pizza.
Pizza. This is what I'm talking about. Look at this. This is so cordial right now.
All right, we're going to come back to this. We got to talk playoffs, guys. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
So we can do two things here.
We
can pick one, or we can try to do both and be quick, which we never do good at. So we can either
we're not going to be quick.
We can either do just a standard playoff prediction. We can just look at the first round and maybe go into the rest of the playoffs as well and talk about our feelings on each matchup and all the games once have taken place. Or, and we can do that Down Goes Brown game I texted all you guys about.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
No, I mean, we can do it now. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's been, yeah, a couple teams have won game ones, but.
It's the old Giants tactic. Wait until you see him play once and then you preview him.
Hey!
No, it's a good move. It's a good move.
That's what I did a lot in the Observer.
Or in the case of Northeastern baseball, two games.
Sure. Shut up.
All right. What are we thinking? Why are you both of you guys standing?
Trying to pull.
I just got here. The blood's flowing too much.
I feel like I'm going to be attacked. I don't like this.
I don't want to sit.
Why not?
I just had a great experience at the car wash. It's great. The vibes are too high to sit.
Who washed?
Yeah,
who washed
the
car
wash? Just about everyone. I saw your guy, Justin Janicki.
JJ.
Yeah.
Hey, JJ.
Cole Knuble.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a prominent role. He may have been on the wrong
side
of the car. Cole
Knuble hates charity.
I didn't see much of him.
He's too busy getting good.
he hates charity.
No, John Finneran.
John Finneran was washing?
Wow. No, he was not washing. He was standing in the corner. I'm not sure what he was doing, but he was in attendance. It was nice. Jeff Jackson and his dog.
Oh, very nice.
Right at the function.
Very nice.
Yep, me and that car went a long way to watch the team go 0-4. So the boys paid it forward today. We're happy about it.
The boys paid it forward.
The I-90 corridor.
We were waiting for you to call in from the car.
I was just leaving when he texted
I'm still waiting for the Becker call-in.
No.
I'm still waiting for the Becker call-in.
Does Mom want to talk about playoff hockey?
I mean, honestly, she probably would, but I declined.
I have a request from an anonymous listener who wants us to talk about our feelings, not about the matchups. So,
like our feelings
I
in
can
general?
Talk about our feelings about the matchups.
Okay.
I'd like to do the Down Go Brown game. I'm looking for the rules right now.
Do you want to do that first, or do you want to do just basic playoffs, round one, whip around?
I mean,
I want to start round one, I think, maybe.
Okay, let's do round one. Okay. So let's go in order of the series that have played out so far. So the first game one that took place was on Saturday, and that was Hurricanes Islanders. Hurricanes prevailing with a 3-1 win. I feel like the overall sentiment from that game is that the Islanders played pretty well. They just didn't get the bounces. They only held Carolina to 26 shots, which is pretty impressive. Personally, I think this series is going to be quick. I think Carolina is rolling right now. I think they are absolutely stacked top to bottom. I don't think the Islanders are going to be able to hang for much longer. But I will say they played well in game one.
I'll let you go. I'll finish with a bang here.
Oh, you're finished with a bang.
Oh, boy.
Well, now you're going to leave me in suspense.
Okay. Don't tell me you think
I
Hudson
have very little,
fashion's better
I mean,
than Jake
I was
Gensel.
Just
going to
push
on.
Back on that and say that I think that's the general consensus that this is going to be over quick. I don't think that consensus is wrong.
I've got a sweep. I've got Carolina in four.
I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I think the Islanders will win at least one at home. I did not think Carolina, which is always what the Islanders do, it feels like. They make the playoffs, they take a spot, they win one game at home and go out in five or six. But, aside, I thought after Carolina scored the first goal that they really didn't play well for much of the first and second periods. It took until them taking the lead in the third where they really took control of that game. So, like, if I'm walking away as a Carolina fan, I'm like, okay, we won, but this might be closer than I'd like it to be. Now, granted, I'm still in agreement with you that it's probably going to be over rather quickly, but not a hot start for Carolina, in my opinion.
Carolina with 13 shots in the first two periods and then 13 in the third.
Exactly.
Tyler?
I've Bang. Got five words for you.
Oh, boy.
Please come to our game!
Yes!
Canes in six.
Canes in six. Okay, so you got the Islanders winning two.
I do.
Do the Islanders win one on the road?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They, I mean,
I can see that. I can see. I think they're the type of team that
last
can pull
year
out
they
a close
lost
one.
The first two, 1-3, lost 4-1-5, lost yeah. six.
Yeah. I was pleasantly. I would care. Yeah, that's how to characterize it. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, they played well. I don't want to take that away from them, but I just think Carolina's really good right now.
That's fair. Those are my feelings.
Yes. Second series.
Downers.
So much fun. So much fun. Boston, Toronto. It's so much fun. If you like, if you, if you like,
okay,
if
I
you
have
like
so many comments on this. Not really that actually that many, but
how is William Nylander hurt? He played every single game.
Crazy.
But he was at the optional practice, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but he might play tonight, but he didn't play in game one.
Was it moptional?
Like, it's moptional.
Oh, hold on.
Someone's online.
Hold on.
Is
Let
it
me deal
William
with this.
Nylander himself? He's going to set the record.
Who is this? Does anyone know?
I don't
Pick
know.
It up.
To the five okay, fighting Irish hotline.
Hold on.
Who has our number?
Hello? We can't hear you.
No, he is not.
What?
I'm starting to think they're not calling.
Are we getting prank calls?
I'm starting
or...
to think they don't want to ask us a question.
I really thought the Demons would not be here at the start of the series for Toronto, just with how much different the Bruins are from 2019, the last time they played. No Chara, no Bergeron, no Krejci. And yet, game one, they give up a goal 2.5 minutes in. Boston's depth eats them alive. It wasn't even the big guys, which is just so frustrating. Marchand had 2 assists, I guess. Pasternak had 1. But... I mean, the Leafs looked pretty sloppy in that game, I think, and they're going to have to tighten up quickly if they're going to turn this around.
Yeah, Toronto beating Boston here, I think, would be kind of a big moment for them again, because Boston had their number in 18 and in 19. Toronto already had their moment last year. I don't like the feel of this series. I think Boston is still too good, and Toronto's just too... too volatile. I'll take the Bruins in. I'm really tempted to say 7 because they only seem to go 7.
Do it.
Man, but I woke up at 7 a.m. Okay. in Germany and made it to the highlights of Game 7 of Leafs Bruins, spoiler free, and they still let me down.
Bees in 6.
I gotta say, I don't know if you guys caught this. They opened one of the stats they said in the early goings of that broadcast. I didn't watch the whole game. But something like Zacha and Coyle have combined for like 4 or 5 more points than Krejci and Bergeron combined for last year.
Ooh. That can't be right.
ESPN statistics, not me. If they're wrong, my mind was
also,
blown.
Also,
my mind was,
even if that is right, let's remember what Patrice Bergeron was best at, and it was not scoring, which he was very good at.
But that just blew my mind.
Bergeron had 58 last year. Krejci had 56. This year, Zacha 59. Coyle 60. Jeez.
Yeah.
So they actually had more.
Yeah. I never would have expected that. But
again, it's also just about the reputations of those guys and their experience in the playoffs.
This series is just so much. There's also, like, I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter, the analytics people were going crazy because, like, 88 times out of 100, analytics-wise,
the Maple
Leafs win that game.
Look, I love analytics as much as the next guy. Please, no.
It's terrible. If you watched the game, you knew that wasn't true.
No. Although Matthews should have hit that freaking empty net.
Yeah, well, I was wondering how much the empty net factored into that, because he hits that empty
net
99
times out of
100.
I don't think it would have factored in that much, because an XG model isn't going to realize that the goalie's out of the net there. That's
right.
A pretty low percentage shot if the goalie's in normal position,
right.
Which he wasn't. But what is happening here?
Let's go. Bees in 4.
That's he wanted to say that really
he
badly.
He wanted to say bees in 4.
Oh, hi.
He was doing the whole fair catch signal and everything.
Do not dignify us with your presence for that comment. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Bees in 4 if they go to Linus Ullmark tonight is in play.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what do you think they're doing in Golden Knight?
Did
Ullmark
you see?
Oh, yeah, that was great. But is why a vowel in this context?
Well, there was that.
Jim Montgomery said the Bruins starting goalie tonight has 2 vowels in his first and last name.
There was that, but he also said...
which is applicable to both Ullmark and Swayman.
He also told the media, I don't tell my wife, I'm not telling you.
It's also applicable to Samuel Ersson, so maybe he's starting. Or no, he has 3 in his first name, never mind.
Bees in 4, ride the hot hand.
You know, Boston, obviously, great team.
I'm going to Ullmark, and I'll die on that hill. I'm switching the goalies. I switched them out during the I rotated them during the regular season. I'll rotate them in the playoffs, especially after what happened last year. If I'm Jim Montgomery, I'll die on the hill of rotating the goalies.
I mean, you got to...
Hey, official word coming in. Ullmark will get the start between the pipes today. ESPN.
Boston's obviously a great team.
Per daily face-off, excuse me.
An insane player in Pasternak. They've got a surprising amount of depth.
Pasta,
like.
Baby! You want some pasta with that?
Me when I walk into the dining hall at 12:30 in the afternoon. Yeah.
Looking at all the other options.
The Leafs are going to settle in the series. They're going to win six.
Okay.
What?
The Leafs are winning four of the next five?
Yep. Stop.
Correct.
No way. Right.
Hey,
no way.
And this is what you would have said to me last year after they got shelled in game one and Michael Bunting got suspended. And what did they do? They went out and did it.
But the Bruins own them.
And so did the Lightning.
They've got a sign. They have an LLC signed to them, buddy. An LLC.
When had Toronto ever matched up with Tampa?
The year before. They lost in seven at home. They blew a 3-2 series lead and a 3-2 lead in the third period of game six.
That's right, yeah.
I have a video of me crying after they lost that game because the Sixers had also been eliminated on the same
night. Why anyone
comes
to us for hockey advice, I don't know.
Think anyone does.
Hey, we had a caller earlier that we still don't know what they wanted.
Yeah, what?
Oh, he was looking for Pete Farrow.
Oh,
should have put
this
him on.
This is Pete's personal number. What are you talking about?
574-631-688. Maybe you want to talk about hockey, or maybe you want to talk about...
Do we have a single listener?
My pick is conditional on Nylander being mostly healthy the rest of the series.
Guys, I have
Toronto's got guys. They have more talent than friggin' Boston this year. That has never been the case in the past before. And I know that's not enough on its own, but I think they're gonna freaking do it.
I feel like this is my feelings. Yep. Just deep inside, the Leafs are not gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna win the whole thing either.
Wow.
Hot take.
Wow.
I know.
I've got them losing in the Eastern Conference Final. Which I know.
You have them going far.
He wants Florida.
I do want Florida. And I'll tell you what.
They wanted Taylor Swift last year.
Toronto fans also chanted, "We won Boston last year." Like, it would have been bad either way. but in terms of the next series, which is Florida, I think they're going to get Florida. The Panthers with a pretty good performance last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They win that game 3-2. I think Florida is really going to wear down Tampa throughout this series. I think they are what Tampa used to be a couple years ago. I think they've got an incredible confidence right now. The team is insanely deep. They got Aaron Ekblad back. I don't think Vasilevsky is going to be sharp enough to steal this series, which is what he's going to have to do. I have Florida. I do have it going seven, actually, which I'm honestly kind of surprised about saying now myself. But I feel like just the hockey world deserves a classic Battle of Florida series after the disappointing sweep between these two teams in 2022. 2021 series was a bit better, but I think there's another level for that rivalry to get to. I think it's going to get there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to watch any of that game.
I only watched a little bit of it.
But
I saw Florida looked really good.
I was watching it, but I wasn't paying attention to it. I think Tampa's going to give them pushback. I'm of the mind that like they're not going to go away quietly into that dark night. You know, they're Tampa. Why would they? That's my take. I series definitely going to go six. I'm going to take Tampa. I'll take Tampa in seven.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go for the upset.
We have very, very different points of view on this. I think Florida.
Yeah.
I think Florida gets out of this thing pretty quick.
I'm closer to Florida in five than I am Tampa.
I'm gonna take
a very uneducated take. I will say because I haven't seen much of the Panthers in the last couple months. So
they know how to win now. That's what I'm feeling could be the difference with them. I'll take Florida in five.
So do the Leafs.
Ugh, they did not go to the Cup final, Andrew.
They won a round, and that counted for something. You know, Florida, they had their big breakthrough in the year before, and then the year after, they went to the final when no one thought they were going to make it. Maybe Toronto will do the same. Maybe someone will make me happy. Maybe it's the Phillies who beat up on bad teams last week, which was fun. The other East series that started yesterday, Rangers-Capitals. First of all, Matt Rempe getting the first goal of that series
was
absolutely
awesome.
Hilarious.
That was awesome. I looked at that this morning. I didn't see any of it. I was scrolling through the goals. I was like, no way he scored the first goal. That's electric.
Are we serious here with Washington? Does anyone think they have any chance?
No.
Yeah, we can move on.
New York in five.
New York in
Capitals, truther?
New York in four. This is not a competitive series.
What?
I'm with you. Four.
The Rangers. What are the Capitals?
Yeah, give me four.
What are the Capitals better at than the Rangers?
Oh no, I'm saying what? Why are we even talking about that?
Oh,
because the Caps looked horrible.
It's great to hear my Omni Fantasy pick getting this much love. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Rangers.
Let me tell you.
Hey, mine's Florida. I'm happy with it.
Hey, we want to talk about a team. Let's talk about some Vancouver Canucks. Hey, I stayed up for the entire game yesterday.
Probably just hear Mike Monaco.
Mike,
the glorious.
He was muted at the backer.
Why would you have stayed up for the whole Vancouver Canucks game?
It may have been because
of playoff hockey.
It may have been because of my other obligations across Twickenham.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. Well, before we can
when
get
did
to
that,
that
even end?
We have to get to the.
I don't know. I thought it ended.
It ended at 12:40. I was
up well past
but
that.
We have to. We are missing no out problem. On the most you, epic
you
game
guys
of the playoffs.
You guys
so far.
All missed out on me almost, and me, Becker, and Allen getting kicked out of Brothers.
I still
for
sweatpants.
I still can't believe there's a dress
pants,
code,
ladies and gentlemen. Brothers has
Rachel,
a dress code.
Rachel and Shannon were in sweatpants, and that when got, I shit you not, there is not a single other person in Brothers. Is not permissible. I think they just wanted to close the place down. In all honesty,
yeah.
But I have been like. Not allowed to go in Brothers before wearing sweatpants.
That's
that is a real rule.
That's wild.
I was wearing khakis this time. To be
they
clear.
Know how
I was
much Jake Irons' birthday brings people. The economic influence I brought to the backer yesterday.
It's the backer's highest Sunday night revenue since football season.
Yep. I
honestly,
will
actually,
die on that.
Actually, can we ask that?
I don't know.
That's got to be true, right? There's
it's
no way.
Be. I would have to imagine.
Shout out the Sweets and the Allens too.
Yes, yeah, Sweets and the Allens.
The Sweets were there just there for the love of the game. They didn't have it. Like at least the Allens were there with Rachel. The Sweets were just there for the love of the game.
I
love
did
the game,
enjoy
man.
Watching that Winnipeg Avalanche
Dude,
series.
That,
at the
I only though. Watched the first period or so, a little bit more. So awesome.
Yeah,
that was so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, any game in that barn, Winnipeg whiteout. Like, come on.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. But Georgiev looked rough.
Did any of you
not
guys see
lie.
This apparently controversial goal from yesterday?
Yeah.
Did we see it?
Yes, we
did.
We
see it.
I'm going to watch
we
it now.
We watched it live.
The puck curved in the air.
I called it from the linebacker lounge. I said that's a goal.
It was.
I was wowed by the fact that there
is
not goal line technology.
A goal!
I was surprised that's not a thing.
There was supposed to be, in 1920, they were supposed to be putting that in, and I understand COVID derailed it. Obviously, totally understandable. But for 4 years?
Well, I think the issue is the technology. Like, I understand the technological difficulty with it. Like, it's so much easier to embed a chip in a soccer ball than it is into a, you know, small disc of vulcanized rubber that's shot so much harder and off goalposts.
It's not, let's drop the puck. It's, let's
watch
the puck.
That's a goal. That's a goal. That's a goal. I'm going to slow this down at 0.25, and I'm pretty sure I can see when this puck goes in.
ESPN did a great job with it. They actually showed the still that was that confirmed the call, and it was pretty clear on that. I think it was the inside the net.
Yep,
still,
this is a goal.
Yeah, trained eye, McGinnis. You have a trained eye.
More.
It
like
reminded me. It did remind me of you. You would know this, maybe.
I would like to correct something Ryan said earlier. That's not shot as hard. In fact, the hardest recording shot in soccer is in fact harder than the hardest recording hockey shot ever.
Right.
Yeah, but
right
it's so
there.
Much different.
You can see there's a little bit of white.
Of
there's
the
a much more blown up view somewhere.
Okay, well, that's just the first
material.
One I'm looking at. Yeah. Yep, that's
that is true, but it is not shot harder.
Had
to,
you're probably
had to defend
right.
My shorts, my sports honor.
Okay, what do we think about this series? The big question, I think, is does Colorado have the depth and the goaltending? I did not realize Georgiev was coming into the playoffs this cold, and he was not very good.
No, and Hellebuck let in six and didn't look bad.
Yeah. If you're Colorado, though, you've got to win that game. You score six on Connor Hellebuck, you've got to win that game.
Yeah, and it didn't look bad. The weird goal there, did that not remind you of like the Marty St. Louis or the Calgary Flames? I think it was 2004 puck might have crossed the goal line.
Well, there was
line,
also
was
one
on
in 2022 where they also got screwed on a Cali Yarncroke goal that didn't count.
Yeah, that reminded me of that.
I think it was called a kick, which was not a kick.
This series is going to be fun. This is the series I was looking forward to the most, I think.
We will.
I've got Jets in the six. I don't think Colorado has the depth to hang with them, and I think Winnipeg's star players are going to lead them to victory in this series. Especially, I know Sam Girard didn't play last game for Colorado, so he coming back would be big for their defense.
Do have breaking news here into the newsroom. NCAA ratifies immediate eligibility for athletes who transfer. NCAA athletes are now eligible to immediately, no matter how many times they transfer, as long as they meet academic requirements, after the association fast-track legislation to fall in line with recent court order. So you can transfer as many times as you want, and you're never sitting.
All right, celebrating Notre Dame. Let's move on to the last game one that has taken place so far. Jake's Vancouver Canucks getting the win. Another great atmosphere up north of
go
the border.
Go Canucks, go!
They
go
come
Nucks,
back
go.
Three unanswered in the third from noted snipers Puse Suter, Dakota Joshua, and Dakota Joshua again.
Dakota
I believe the last
Joshua.
One was an empty netter. He was like one of the biggest offenders of their PD opener that they went on this season. I think there are some reasons to like Nashville in this series, especially if Demko, I don't know what his health is. Because I know he had the injury down the stretch in the regular season, especially if he's not healthy. It would give Nashville a bigger edge. You've got to like some of the players that Nashville has as well in their teams, the battle-tested guys in the playoffs too. This is just a vibes pick for me. I feel like Vancouver's going to roll for a little bit. I don't think they're going to go super deep in these playoffs, but I think they're going to roll in this series. I've got them in five.
Six for Vancouver.
Give me six for Vancouver too. I mean, how can you watch the way they took the ice on... they took the ice to where the streets have no name on last night.
Great,
I was just
great
like,
entrance.
I was like, series over.
I didn't see it, but I've seen that before.
Series over. Come on. That was awesome.
Come on, give me
Chill.
A little U2.
They had the kid
oh,
out there.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even realize that. That's great that they're playing U2 against Nashville.
Yes.
Do you know
yes.
that story, Jake? Nashville's season turned around. They went on a huge winning streak after they lost a couple bad games, and Barry Trotz, their GM, canceled a team trip to see U2 at the Spear in Vegas.
Stop.
No, I'm not kidding.
Seriously.
That's
and U2 was a huge rallying cry. So Predators fans, I mean, to be fair, I think the Canucks also used U2 when they were heavily when they were in the playoffs in 2011. So like if you're the Canucks, you're like, yeah. But I think Predators fans probably see it as a bit of a spite, which is awesome. Like it's just awesome little extra beef.
I see it Canucks. As a bit of a spite because of Alex Burrows.
Give me Canucks in five. I think the
well,
Predators get one.
One of the things I was listening to the 32 good. Thoughts podcast this morning, and they were talking about this, and they said that in 2011, the Canucks organization really wanted to use Chelsea Dagger. And some people in the Canucks organization, after they beat the Blackhawks, had to convince other people out of using Chelsea Dagger after beating the Blackhawks, which is also just... hilarious. I mean, they also had the Roger Nielsen, the kid at center ice holding the towel on his stick, you know, Roger Nielsen style. It was awesome. Love the Canucks, the way they've taken the approach to coming back to the playoffs.
All right, we've got two more series, both of which are starting tonight after the game twos between Toronto and Boston and the Islanders and Hurricanes. We've got Golden Knights Stars, a rematch of last year's Western Conference Final that was won by Vegas in six. Sounds like Mark Stone is going to be back for the Golden Knights tonight, which is crazy. That team is going to be stacked. They are going to be locked in, and they are not going to have chemistry. And the Dallas Stars, who have been cruising all year long, are going to get a good series, I think, from Jake Oettinger. I think they're going to win this one.
I mean, how are you the Dallas Stars, though?
Wait, I'm wrong, actually. I picked Vegas.
How do you beat
you know what?
Stars?
I'm changing it. I'm picking Dallas.
How do you be the Stars and be pleased with this playoff format? You know, like, how do you cruise through the regular season and then you get Vegas?
I decided to make a late change. I'm picking Dallas.
You know, if I'm them, I'm pretty angry.
I would be angry too, but I'm still picking Dallas.
I'm going to take Vegas.
Dallas always makes it difficult, don't they?
They do, but eventually teams sometimes get over that hump. Not always, but sometimes. I think Dallas does it. I really like their team up and down the lineup. I think they are fantastic.
Vegas in seven.
I think they've got the higher ceiling from gold in goal.
I like Vegas.
Vegas in seven in overtime in game seven.
Okay.
Dallas in...
I think it either goes to overtime or it's a blowout in game seven.
Dallas in six with Jake Oettinger pitching a 50-save, 1-0 shutout. Well, remember that game seven against Calgary?
Yeah.
In 2022?
Yeah.
He was unreal. They should have been destroyed in that game.
In this edition,
same thing
of
in 2019 with Ben Bishop
predictions. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we should have done that too. Shoot. My oddly specific prediction for Leafs Bruins was that someone scores a between the legs goal.
No.
I wrote a preview on that. Wow. Someone scored a between the legs goal.
I feel
in that
like the guy most likely to do it is Nylander.
Potentially.
Will he play?
Well, it would technically be the first between the legs goal in the history of the playoffs because it's only been officially recorded as a shot type starting this season.
Huh. I didn't know they started doing that.
Yep. They did.
Wow. How many have there been this season?
Not that many. I know Morgan Frost had one, which is happy. I can look it up, actually, pretty quickly. Especially if we start talking about the last playoff series, the third straight year. We've got Oilers-Kings in the first round of the playoffs. The Oilers, once again, with home ice advantage. They won each of the prior two series. 2022, they won in seven. 2023, they won in six. And once again, the Oilers are the favorites in this series. I think they're going to keep the trend going. I've got them in five.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, part of me wants to say 5. Part of me wants to say 7.
Yeah, me too.
Edmonton's been a little cold. Kane's got on a run in the regular season.
They almost lost their last game to the Blackhawks.
I definitely think this series...
all know how they stink.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what kind of loser team would lose to them down the stretch?
I do.
No!
Soderblom. Oh, whatever, Leafs fan. You have a team in the
playoffs. Leafs empathizer.
Okay. You said you cried. Anyway...
I'm a very emotional
person. This series will end.
He's got a lot of empathy, Tyler.
This series will end in Edmonton, and I think it ends in 5. That's what I'll do.
I will say that the Phil Deneau lover in me is like, things could get crazy.
Okay. We're not going to have time for the DGB contest, I think, sadly.
Jake, what were you going to say?
Give me the Canadian piss missile from Connor McDavid. We're doing it in 4.
What?
Is that FCC approved?
Yep.
We're not an FCC station. Technically, doesn't have us.
Is that Duloc approved?
How about we end this with a little trivia? So, to Murph's question, there were 9 players this year who scored a between the legs goal. No one scored more than 1. Can you name them?
9 players.
I gave you one in Morgan
Bedard.
Frost.
Bedard did not do that.
No, he scored a lacrosse goal.
Zegras.
He also scored a lacrosse goal. Again, not what we're looking for. Between the legs.
Philip Forsberg.
Rempe.
No. No. We've mentioned one of them in this show already. One of these players has already been mentioned on this show. In fact, he scored a goal. He scored at least once last night.
Mitchell Marner.
He is one of them, yes, but I was not who I was hinting at.
Dakota Joshua.
Yes.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Okay, so how many are we at?
We have 3 out of 9. One of them is on
Joshua
Tyler's
Marner.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Who did that? What?
Oh, I remember seeing this.
There's only one other guy who did this who's on a playoff team and he plays for Winnipeg.
Shifley?
No.
Connor?
No.
Four points.
You're gonna say no. They were gonna say Ehlers next, he would also be no. He used to play for another team that's playing tonight. He was traded to the Jets from a team that's playing in the playoffs tonight.
Oh, he's on the Kings.
He was on the Kings.
wow, why is this so hard?
Shouldn't be.
Vilardi?
Yes. The other 4 are basically impossible. You've got a Sabre, a Blue Jacket, and this unnamed Canuck, and a Duck. In fact, this Ducks player, this was his only goal of the season in 24 games.
Sam. No.
It's not Sam Carrick, which would have been a really good guess.
Yeah.
Did Joey Anderson score that goal?
No, he did not. I'll give you a hint about this Ducks player. He once scored a Game 7 overtime winner.
He's been there for that long?
Not with the Ducks.
Oh.
With Carolina.
Fogle?
No. He's
Carolina.
With Edmonton.
They haven't had that many. Yeah. Game 7 overtime winner?
Game 7 overtime winner.
Who had the one against Washington in 19?
I have no idea.
Or whatever year that was.
Going to give you this one?
Yeah, it was 19.
Yeah.
Brock McGinn.
Brock McGinn?
Brock McGinn.
I don't know if that was
What are
him.
The other 3?
The other 3 are Zach Benson, who was his first NHL goal for Buffalo, Kirill Marchenko, and Cole Gutman.
Cole Gutman?
I have never heard of that man
in
my life.
One of 4 goals in 27 games for Cole.
Wow.
But yeah, we are not going to have time for the DGB contest, sadly. It is basically you pick as many playoff teams as you want, and you rank them in order from the number of wins they're going to get from most to least.
Oh.
Which I think is really cool, because you can pick one team, and you'd get 1 point,
and
be right.
I'm not picking one team.
Exactly, but you're not going to pick...
I'm picking all the Western
Canadian
teams.
Are you going to pick all 16?
No.
Probably not.
No.
So it's a risk. And ties work in your favor, so if you have 2 teams tied, then you're good. It's only if someone outright passes you.
I'm putting Washington at the bottom of my list.
I'll tell you that right now.
You wouldn't even put him on your list.
You wouldn't even put him on your list, right?
What's that?
You wouldn't even put him on your list.
Yeah,
at
you
all.
Should. You should put him at the bottom.
You definitely should.
Put him at
the bottom. If you think that every single team's going to put him at the bottom.
Yeah, so you could do it actually by starting from the bottom.
That's probably
I'm going
to
put.
I think it starts to start at the bottom and the top and then work your way into the
Capitals
middle.
Capitals at the bottom.
Like,
Rangers
who are the teams
the
you're
top?
Most confident are going to go deep? Like, I think Carolina's going deep. Hold on. Let's finish with this. Who's everyone's
Canucks going deep?
Who's everyone's cup finals pick and then their cup winner?
Carolina beats Winnipeg.
Jacob.
Canucks bees.
Who wins?
Give me the Nucks.
You pick against your own team for fantasy.
JJ.
Disclaimer, I'm legitimately just throwing this at a dartboard. I don't even know if this is a reasonable pick. Give me the Stars over the Rangers.
That's a very reasonable pick. Yeah, it was Steve Dangle's pick.
Isn't that both one seeds?
Is it? I genuinely do not know what the bracket is. I just know both of those teams are good to some degree.
Yes, they are.
And I want the Rangers to lose. Those were the two factors that went into that choice.
Ryan.
I always resist making a pick. I don't, so you're making one now. I don't have
do
one.
It.
Give me do Rangers over the it. Oilers.
That was my cup final last year. It's my cup final again.
Really?
Rangers over Oilers.
Really? I'm going with a 2006 rematch. Oilers Hurricanes, and it's a new winner this time. Edmonton.
I would love that.
Also, one last
the piss missile?
One last
come to our games.
One last
come to our birthday party.
You're butchering one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
Chaos of a show. This is JJ and I are not eligible to vote on this. Sixers or Knicks?
Clap your hands, everybody. Sixers.
Yay.
What? Dude, give me Jalen Brunson. Go, Knicks, go.
We actually held him in check last game.
Go, New York. Go.
Yeah, and then
shouldn't
be more worrying that you held him in check and lost by 8 points still?
It should be. It very should be.
Fear the Villanova alum is something that has never been said ever.
Knicks.
All right, you and me.
Not that I'll be watching, but
go New York, go New York.
Not that I'll be watching, but
Knicks.
That's the song. That's lame. Lamer than the Met City Connect.
Come on,
jerseys,
you can't
am I right?
compete with clap
okay,
your hands, everybody.
Philadelphia Union.
Well, it's 6:59. This show was all over the place.
Come to our birthday parties.
I want
to
get all the shows of this from like the studio, the WVFI recap so I can like have the files. Maybe I'll put them on Spotify at some point. I don't know if I'm going to put this one on there. And not just because I'm worried about us getting censored for Jake's comments about Connor McDavid. But that's going to do it for this show. We'll be talking more Stanley Cup playoffs next week. We'll have a full show, I hope. It's the last week of classes. Is it going to be our last show? I hope it's not. I don't know, EP.
Yes. I don't know.
We'll hop on a Zoom, hop on a Zoom call.
Unfortunately. Hey, maybe we can
I have a final that Monday night of finals week.
Is it at 6?
First he misses Indiana.
And if not,
first he misses Indiana,
okay.
And now this.
So that next week will be our final full show.
How sad.
It's the end of an era.
Wow.
It's the end of an era.
Please, I hope. That's going to do it for this week. We've still got one more show. I don't ever get all sad about. Sentimentality will be saved.
And the Bruins and Leafs are on the air. Let's go.
Let's go, Leafs. See ya.